I'm now going to quickly fill you in on things to look for coming up at the Supreme Court. Most immediately, on October 10th, the court will hear oral argument in a maritime case, Aaron Liquid Systems Corporation versus DeVries. It's an asbestos case. The plaintiffs in the case were Navy sailors who were exposed to asbestos during their service in the Navy, and they're bringing actions against the manufacturers of the machines. The manufacturers are raising what's known as the bare metal defense, but the claim they're making is a lot broader than that, the defense they're claiming. This is not a strict liability case. It's a pure negligence case. The strict liability aspects are out of it. So basically what the defendants are saying is, doesn't matter whether or not we were negligent. If we didn't make the asbestos, if we didn't sell the asbestos, if we didn't distribute the asbestos, even if we're negligent, we can't be responsible. Court will hear oral argument on October 10th, and we'll have an answer by the end of the term, I assume. Then we've got a couple of cert petitions pending. Punitive damages are back. Punitive damages is an unseaworthiness cases. We had some speculation last year about what the court would do with the Touchette and Tobingo cases. They denied cert in both of them. No surprise in Tobingo, because that was an interlocutory appeal from a state court judgment, and the Supreme Court does not have appellate jurisdiction over interlocutory appeals from state court judgments. So they denied cert in that one. They also denied cert in Touchette, which was the second cert petition on the McBride en banc decision of the Fifth Circuit. McBride did not seek cert the second time, but one of the co-plaintiffs did. Bizarre developments in that case.